We're going to talk a little bit about Tisha B'Av. I'm trying to cram everything in to today because next week is already Tisha B'Av. Maybe we should have spoken about this last week also. But okay, so we'll start from Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph. You know the famous, this is a famous line, Mishenichnas Av Melayt Nesimcha. So you shouldn't have so much simcha when Av comes in. But by Yisrael, this like Dina B'Hadinachi, you know, if you have a court case with a guy, l'shtamet minei b'rei mizla, you should adjourn it. Actually, I have him representing the guy with the ticket, and it was going to be this week, and he got very nervous because it's during the 9 days, so he asked me to adjourn it. So I adjourned it. So I guess it can be from this halacha. So okay. So what does it mean that you should be memayit for simcha? So let's just think a little bit. Look at the Ramah. Let's say somebody has, there's a mila that comes out on that from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. So they can wear Big Day Shabbos even though it's the 9 days. They can put on fresh, beautiful Big Day Shabbos. But without that, usher. Afilu b'shabbos shel chazoin ein machlifin lilboish Big Day Shabbos. So next week is Shabbos Chazoin. Are you allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos? Zokta Rama, you know you're not supposed to wear Big Day Shabbos. Kiim hakutaynus levad, just a shirt, maybe a new shirt, maybe that's what you can wear Big Day Shabbos for a shirt. But other than that, you should not wear Big Day Shabbos. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah before we go any further. It started Tzif Aleph, Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. Are you on Tav Kuf Nun Aleph? Continue with Tzif Aleph. Okay, so now I'll take a look at Sif Katan Vav. So he says, just the shirt, Kiyama Kutainis Lavad, She'ein Elodish Al Ne'azeya. Because that's really just to catch the sweat, that shirt. So
it's a perfect example, no? Sorry, I couldn't hold myself back, I'm sorry. Don't edit that out.
Let me times, I will have to okay, V'zem Mutter, Apil B'Shabbat Shachobi, Tisha B'Av, even the Shabbos, the Shavu Shachabah, you're allowed to switch your shirt. Now, this is obviously talking about a shirt that goes straight out to your body, so it could be talking about an undershirt. An undershirt maybe you can switch, but not a rib. Now, the Bekilas Toydish Vilna. We know that, but in Vilna, Noyagin Apiagro, the Goyin says, Lil Boyish Big Day Shabbos. You can go ahead and wear Big Day Shabbos, it's not a problem. V'yesh Mishanin Beged Echad. And some people admit that one Beged, they'll make sure that it won't be beautiful and brand new. But regular Big Day Shabbos, according to the Goyin, according to the Gra, you could wear. He does chaylik on the remote. Okay, kasser Rabbi Yaakov Emden, b'shemav b'agoyin, shetzorach lo b'shvig day Shabbos, afil b'shabbos shachol b'tishbov, Rabbi Yaakov Emden also holds the shame of his father, that a avada on Shabbos, even though the remote says you should not wear Big Day Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah is saying here that you should wear Mishnah Berurah, you should wear Big Day Shabbos from the Goyin and from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Okay. So the Nitziv Bey is really, it's more explaining what does it mean to be b'mayit b'simcha. So he says, Merish Chodesh, Adatainis, b'mayit b'masa matan, you should be b'mayit in business. You should not be doing so much business during the 9 days. U'b'binyin shal simcha, k'ibayin b'es chasas amnoi, b'kik chasnas, b'binyin shal tzir b'kir, b'n tzir shal simcha. A lot of binyanim of simcha, okay, you should stay away from. But an interesting thing here is that you should be b'mayit in business. So what does it mean that you should be b'mayit in business? So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yedaleh, what does it mean you should be Masa Mamata? Normally Masa Mamata means business. So Zokta Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yedaleh, Yesh Ben HaFaiskim Desfirlehu, Dahainu Shal Yisa Ben Masa Umatan Shal Simcha. Kegoyin Liknes Klei Kesav Etzar Chichol B'Gadav. You should not be doing business which you're doing for a Simcha. Meaning you're booking the hall, you know, you're getting everything ready for a Simcha. Regular business that you're doing for your panasa, ain't tzarech l'mayit klal. You don't have to be mayit at all. You can work your regular hours. The yesh desfir lahu the kol masa matan tzarech l'mayit be'es hazayis vol yasayk el kedei parnasasayk. Then he says, even that, you should only be oisik in things that you need, really need for your panasa. The chaymash v'sim tafkof nadal saif sivchav beiz, the tzarech l'mayit b'chol masa matan, you should be mamayit in Masim Matim. If you take a look at Lil Vayit, you say after the brackets, Mizmaneinu Nagu Lahakul B'chol Zeh. You can be in our times. You can be make with all these things. Why? Mishum the hakol nechshav keis kedei parnasa seinu. Because now everything is already considered a parnasa, so therefore it's okay to go about your regular business. Okay, now let's talk about shaving. Because we have to talk about shaving, obviously. Shavua. So that's Sif. So let's go to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. Shavua shachaboy tishabav asur l'sapru l'chaves. You're not supposed to take a haircut or shave. And to clean your clothes. Even if you don't want to wear it now. If you want to just wash it so that after Tisha B'Av it'll be ready. Can't do that. He only has one shirt. Oh, sir, you're still not supposed to. And this is very important. Something that's freshly laundered already before. And you want to go put it on now. If you want to go wear it now or change your sheets and put on fresh sheets, you shouldn't do it. If it's freshly laundered before, and that's why a lot of people, they're makbid to wear their clothing that they're going to wear. Just put on your shirt or your suits, whatever what you're going to be wearing that's fresh, you should put it on before the 9 day starts. And that way it's already not as fresh out of the laundry. So some people are makbid to do that. Okay. So, and then if you continue, so this is talking about the 9 days. So here he's talking about the 9 days, it's usher to wash your clothes and to shake. Take a look at Siv Dalid. I'm sorry, you're right, Shvur Shechaba, you're right, 100%. Shvur Shechaba is right, only Shvur Shechaba, yeah, 100%.
There is none this year.
What?
There's none this year.
I'm sorry? Right, there's no, right, exactly. There's no, which is much interesting. We're going to come up to some halachas that are going to be a little later, and we'll see that could be, make a difference. Okay, so if you take a look at Siv Dalid, I'm just skipping around it because I'm trying to cover all the major points. So Siv Dalid, La'achar ha'tainas, mutter l'saper l'chabes miyad. You're allowed to take a haircut and to wash your clothing right away. V'mchal tishba b'yom rishon, oy b'shabbos, v'nidchel acher shabbos. Let's say like a year like this, you have tishba b'yom that falls out on Sunday, or falls out on Shabbos, and therefore is nidcha to after Shabbos. Mutter b'shtei hashabbosis. So then it's mutter to do all these things. On both weeks. And before you're allowed to do both weeks. Chakari Matanis Bein Shachra. V'yesh Misha'aymer Shanagu Lesa Kol Shvur Shalafanav Chutzmim Chamishi V'yam Shishi. And some say, no, you should ask her. Now, that's the Mechaber Shita. So according to the Mechaber Shita, the only time it's also to shave or to wash your clothing is Shvur Shachavoy. Like Yaakov pointed out. Zok V'rmo V'noyagim L'hachmer Metchilas Rosh Chodesh L'inyin Kibbutz. But for washing your clothing, we're makbid from Rish Chodesh, starting even the entire 9 days, not just Shvur Shechaboy. Avot Tispayrus, but for shaving or taking a haircut, Noyagim LaHachmer Miyud Zayin Tamuz. Then you have to be we're machmer from even Shavas VaTamuz, and that's why we have our 2 weeks period. Now it's interesting because the there's no siman in Shulchan Aruch 3 weeks. There's no 3 weeks, the siman of 3 weeks, and there's no. So you have to actually read through the whole Hilchos Tishah B'Av and find where the Ramah says, "Oh, that's the minig is right. That's the minig for Shavuos." So this, at least, we see clearly that for shaving, you have from the entire 3 weeks. So we know that, like we spoke about by Shavuos, by Sfira, that the Makayim Hefsin Mamin. You're allowed to shave, right? And we went through, explained very, very well, or we went into a little more in detail, if you want to listen again, what's called Hefsid Mamet or not. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe about it, and that tshuva from Rav Moshe is also talking about the 3 weeks. So that whatever I mentioned over there, that tshuva from Rav Moshe, by Sfir Seidman. Same child by shaving, by Sfir Seidman. So that's the same halacha as this. But okay, so hepsimam exactly is what Shaila's looking at the moment. How much hepsid does there have to be? Take a look over there, or you can listen again to the Sphere Simer. Okay, so now, let's go to Sifya, which is an interesting thing in Sifya. Yesh mi sha'imer. Some say, Shanaigim shleilechol basa b'yomen nizkar. These days that we're talking about, you shouldn't eat meat, like we know. But mutarin b'tavshol shen is bashol b'y basa. But you're mutter, what's called a tavshol shel basa. So even though you don't have let's say you cook potatoes and meat together, you're allowed to eat the potatoes. So that's Machaber says, you know, that you're allowed to do it. Basur v'basur aif, and also chicken. We know when we talk about basur chalav, right? We know that there's a difference between chicken and meat. So he says, no, even chicken is going to be a problem. It is also going to be a problem. Basur muloch v'yayin taisim, also okay. Other things, wine and basur muloch.
So according to him, what about chicken soup without chicken? Like if you don't eat the chicken.
Right, so that would be the same thing. Well, so kipshuta, that's a tavshel shel basur. In your day, you'll see that maybe chicken soup is a little bit worse than a regular tavshel shel basur. But yeah, kipshuta, like you're saying, it would be just be considered a regular tavshel shel basur. But if you take a look, Yaakov Brown right away jumped on me when I said it's mutter to the tavshel. So he says, well, that's not the meaning now. So if you take a look, Mishra Brua, Sivkot and Sa Samach Gimel, that's what he's referring to. It says, mutar mitavshel, al shuman shel basar, okay, the shuman of the basar, the fattiness from the basar, dina ke basar atmai, that's a lot that we have in your day also. V'asa lechol tavshel sheish b'shuman. V'ha'idna nehigi alma lesser ap tavshel shel basar. So that's what Yaakov was talking about. This Mishra Brua that says, the meaning is not even to have the tavshel shel basar. The dafka b'tashol shabaser, avam rak nizbashol b'kedayer shabaser. She's the mutter, but kedayer shabaser is going to be mutter. So this is if your wife makes a mistake and cooks something up, a parva, whatever potatoes in a place you get pot, and you're like, oh no, what am I supposed to do? Am I allowed to eat these potatoes now? It's 9 days. Yeah, you're allowed to eat. It's no problem. Okay. And he says also near the kolsha, and then just to throw in some other things near kolsha, nafal basal atashal v'yeshishim. Let's say a basa fell into a pot of milchiks and there's shishim. So you might think, well, 9 days. I know we're very machmer, so therefore maybe bittul wouldn't work, even though normally bittul does work. But maybe by the 9 days, you should be more machmer. It's like mishmer. No, you don't have to be so machmer. If it falls in and there's shishim, then you're okay. Now zok the rama. I have finished off Mechaber. Umutter lishtois yayin havdala of Birkas Hamazon. You're allowed to drink the wine for Havdalah and Birkas Hamazon. So Birkas Hamazon people used to make on a case. So, but yayin for Havdalah you're allowed to drink, because this is Megel last night. Right, last night we had made Havdalah, it's 9 days. So you make Havdalah on wine, how are you allowed to drink the wine? So Mechaber says, don't worry, so you're allowed to have wine for the Havdalah. Zok the Rama, Hagav, Benoyagim, Lahachmer, Shaloi, Lishtois, Yayin, the Birkas Hamazon, Beloi, Bavdol. The minig is to be Machmer, not to drink wine, not to make Abdol on wine. So the Rama is saying you should not make Abdol on wine. That's the minig. Ella, what should you do? Nice and Latinic. You should make Abdol on the wine and then give it to the kid to drink. Now, last night, you want to wake up a kid and say, here, drink this wine, go back to bed. Okay, so but makim delakatinik. So what about there's nothing mutter ba'atzmei lishlei sadol. Then you're allowed to drink it yourself.
No, the truth is that you wake up the kid and create a problem because now you have a woken up kid. But you give him wine that solves the problem, puts him back to sleep.
Right, hopefully. I'm not sure if it'll work like that. I wouldn't suggest trying it. okay, so that's the shas. So shas, do we go with this Rama or not? Are we supposed to be makim? Let's say you have a kid. Are you supposed to that's up? So the halacha seems that the place can go that the halacha over here is like the mechaber, and that even though normally go with the Rama, but over here the halacha is like mechaber, and therefore there's no, you don't have to give it to a kid to drink, you can drink it yourself. Now here's the next thing, which is a very interesting halacha that comes up quite often. Ubisudis mitzvah, kigoy nil pinyin aban, v'siyim masachas. So you have a siyim. Ubisudis eirsin, eichlin basir v'shoysin yayin, kol hashayachim v'sudim. Abel yesh l'tzantim shaloy l'haysim. So, everybody knows, okay, 9 days time, who's making the siyim this week? We're going to make sure that we go to the siyim every other day, so we can make sure we get our basir. So, here's where the makar is, that if you make a siyim, so then you can have me. So let's see exactly how Pasha is. I know a lot of camps they do this also, right? I remember in a sleepaway camp, they always have a night where some guy from Asnidim gets in and he makes a siyim, and they have a whole fleshig supper. So take a look at the Sif Kotin Ayin Gimel. The siyim is sechtes. Mikomakim b'mayizdamin b'liman hasiyim. If it doesn't happen to be that you're finishing up the Masechta, lo yemahir ayachir b'shvil zeh, so you shouldn't say, wait a minute, I'm about to finish, Daf Yomi is about to finish, whatever, and I know they're not now, but Daf Yomi is about to finish, Baba Kama, we're going to wait a few days because we know that Tishba is coming up, so we may as well wait, and that way we can make a whole grand siyum, beautiful siyum, and have everybody eating basar. So Zalak B'Shabur, no, that's not really how you're supposed to do it. It's supposed to be like, ah, it's time, I finished the Masechta, oh, look at that, it's the middle of 9 days. So great, I'll be able to make a siyum. People start learning already 4 months before, knowing that they're going to finish. Okay, so, you know, that type of cheshbon, it doesn't seem that that's so yashrus. V'gamim le'haya oisa suda b'shara yamim efshar shalai sada gamata.
I spoke with a new staff. He said that if you plan ahead and you start the Masechta to time it from the beginning, like the chila to coincide with the 90s, that's not a problem at all.
He says, okay.
He said, the problem is when people are in the middle of Masechta, and they say, I'll hurry up or right. Slow down,
right.
Just try to finish it in the right time.
That's what it seems like from the
Mishra. He didn't seem to have a problem with starting
just off. Knowing that you're going to finish with by finish. Right here? Okay, that could be it. Yeah, I hear it's a belief from here. Okay, so, So then he says, okay, in this David Karoi, if it happens to be that, you know, it works out that he's finishing up the Masechta now, Mutarim Lechol Af Oison Shalei Lomdu Yimam Zah, who's invited? Who's allowed to come and eat and partake of the Suda? They let him invite the whole city, say, okay, great, guys, from now on, the city of Detroit, every third night of the 9 days, we're going to all get together, and someone's going to, you know, be appointed every year to make a Siyim. Can we do that? So he says, even people that didn't learn with him, right? This guy has his three chavrusas that he learned with, or, you know, his shir, or whatever it is. So he says, even people that did not learn with him, im hoyu holchin uva'in gam bizman acha misham reis. Only if they would have come to the siyim, if the guy would have made it, you know, not during the 90s. That would make the siyim in the middle of, the middle of Teves, would these people all be, you know, making sure to, you know, set their alarms to come to Hasiyim. So he says, no, that's the only way that this is going to work is if you're so close to the guy that he would have invited you anyway. He would have come. Which is why, Big Shiloh, I don't know exactly, I'm sure there's a, you know, as far as we make about these camps, right? You have a camps that there's one guy that makes Hasiyim, and everybody is eating fleishik that night. And, you know, I don't know the guy, you know, especially the different grades and different bunks, and they don't know each other. So I'm sure there's reason to be made. Well, but from here,
I don't want to cite the source because I don't remember. I don't want to say for sure who the source was, but he cited a tshuva. The fact that they eat together every night means they're kovei suda tonight every
mm-hmm.
night. Is even though they're at different tables and everything, but it's a big room and they're all together every night. So the guys were all the boys were there every night. They're considered part of the sample board. They're going to be there with them anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
okay.
or not they had a siyum.
So there
the
you go.
They're having a siyum, now they're part of the siyum because they would have joined you for the suda anyway.
Okay. So there's this part to make. Right? I mean, just from the, you know, from the lashon of the Mishabu, it seems that only if you would go if, you know, but it could be, yeah, if everyone's always eating together.
It should be noted that at Rabbi Nusset's camp, they do not have leishiks.
Oh, yeah? Which camp is he?
He's up in Kultar.
Oh, yeah? Oh, very good.
One of those up north. Wait, which Kultar?
In Cleveland, with that.
No, that's not Cleveland. The one up in the north. In,
oh, okay.
North
in
what?
North in New York.
Oh, New York.
Okay, and then the Mishmur says again, take a look at this, cut the nine. Hey, again, kol ha-shayach m'sudo, hainu kol mi sha-hayah ha-ilach b'zman achil l'sudo zu. Again, he stresses it again. We're going to Sukkot 9 Hey. Anybody that would have gone to the suit at a different time. Hey, Nachmas Kurva, Nachmas Shalayva, whether they're close or he loves him. So, same idea. And then he says like this, look at Ayavav, Sukkot and Ayavav. Shalayla Haysif, Haynu, who you should be Maysif to add people to bring to the Siyim. Haynu mi Shalay Ba Nachmas Kurva, Ayavas Reyim. Rak Lechavish says the guy's just coming because he wants to eat. He wants to drink wine, he wants Vaveiro Hubiyada, it's Naveiro.
He's talking about adding on people or adding on food?
No, people. He's adding on people. Mm-hmm. And then he says, okay, so Kotanai Zayin, Rak meaning Mitsumsun. So he says that, the Mishnah Berurah continued, that Shfur Shachal Tishabav, he should only have a minion Mitsumsun. Exactly a minion. So Zak Mishnah Berurah here is very interesting. Rak minion Mitsumsun. Haynu Mulvada Kroyv Mapsum La'edis. So basically, the Rambam's not saying that you need to have 10 exactly. It means aside from your friends, aside from your close family, you're a lot of, I mean, not from them, aside from your the kroivim, right, and the bali mitzvah, I mean the people that were mishtatif in the siyim, but you're allowed to invite 10 friends. That's how Mishnah Berurah is understanding the Rambam. The Rambam says that Yefti Mitzam saying 10, Shvur Shachal Tishavav, says you can only allow 10 people. So if I said to the Rambam before, this was talking about even before Shavuot, even beginning, you know, before Shavuot Shachal like Tisha B'Av, any time during the 9 days, they said still you have to be careful that only friends that would come anyway. But now let's say the guy has a million friends that would come anyway, and he's very popular, but if it's Shavuot Shachal like Tisha B'Av, he should only have minyan mitzumtzum, and the Mishnah Berurah learns that it's aside from his kroivim and aside from the people that are mishtatef with the siyum, the bali mitzvah. Bashari says, so the other people, okay, you want to come to the Siyam? Fine. You can come to the Siyam. You're a good friend. You want to do a shot of the Siyam, so come. But then you're going to have a separate table where you're having milchiks. Then he brings, though, he says, V'nei, but Lavush calls it the Meresh Chodesh, at Tishabav loichen mi mitzumtzum. The Lavush says that Yeh should take a mini mitzumtzum. V'yesh loichen asar v'lvada kroi v'ashechem v'al sudah. So he also they're in line with the shita. We did a chay adam hit the kalbush. But there are chayim mash with the yuchal limeg lahagul kadash rama. He says you can be make like the rama. The reish chayish atzvo shachal b'tishbav mutter lezamin kol hashayachem l'suda b'afilu kam minyan. So there's this mishnah berurah brings a shita that even shvo shachal, but you can have as many people as you want. Then chal hamila isim asefta b'tisha ba'av shachal b'shabbos. Let's say you have a year like this. So there's no Shavuot Shachal by Tisha B'Av. So then what about that? This is what I wanted to point out to you. This is the whole point of this. He says, L'kuli alma mutter l'zamein kol k'ruyim shayirtza. You'll invite anybody you want. Okay, so from here at least, so the camps are at least, from this Mishnah Berurah, it seems like they're okay in a case like our year that we have now. There's no Shavuot Shachal by Tisha B'Av. But you're always going to have Tisha B'Av afterwards. So he says, everybody agrees that you're allowed to invite Kol Kareem Shirts, anybody that you want. That is important. Okay.
What, out of curiosity, why don't we consider the Shavua the one that leads up to Shabbos? Because really, technically, Tisha B'Av isn't Shabbos.
I know. I hear. Not that you get on Shabbos.
Is it because we're saying Tisha B'Av is not Chal Bo but Shabbos? It's Chal Bo but Yom Rishon?
It's Tisha B'Av.
It's a good question.
It's on Shabbos.
Okay, so let's go a little. Okay, now let's just skip around with the Tuf Kuf Nun Dalid. Tuf Kuf Nun Dalid talks about things that are usher on Tisha B'Av. And then we take a look at Tzidfeh. Here's where we talk about fasting. So, people that do not have to fast, let's see. Because we know everybody else has to fast. We'll assume that everybody has to. Ubarais, Umeinikais, Mesanis, Tisha B'Av. So, a pregnant lady, or lady that's nursing, has to fast on Tisha B'Av, Kedav Shem Tzavos Mashlim Yisgam Kippur, B'Yom Kippur, just like they fast in Kippur. Avo Sholosh Tzavos Achayim, Ketuvos Mosanos, but the other three fasts, they do not have to fast. V'Yafal Pikein, Roi Shalosh Tzavos Achayim, Ketuvos Mosanos, Ketuvos Mosanos, Ketuvos Mosanos, Ketuvos Mosanos, Ketuvos Mosanos. Still, even on the other fasts, they should only eat enough just to keep the vial alive. Vav. Chaya kol shloishim yoim. V'chein chayla shehu tzarach l'achol ein tzricha naimet. So somebody that just gave birth, which is very negative for my family because we just had two simchas, and they both. Thank you. So they're both within 30 days after the birth. So he says then they don't, and he says also a chayla that needs to eat. You do not have to be oimed them. My name Kippur. We know they have to have a. You have to see if you go to the doctor. Okay, does this person have to eat? So there's a chaya 30 days, and a chayla does not need an oimed. Right away you give them to eat. Makom chayli le'gazur rabban. Makom chayli le'rabban, we're not geyser.
Even by Tishba?
Even by Tishba. Yeah, makom chayli, they're not geyser.
Yom Kippur, William Kippur.
Kippur's choice.
A chayah is required to fast.
Because Tishba, so it's not a question of... It doesn't fall under this. There aren't geyser, but there's no gazera.
But if it's a matter of pekuach nefesh.
Well, that's
So there you need to be saying there you need a vayin.
Right.
There you need to clarify the bit.
Okay, so. Ain't tzrich naim. So what does this mean, a chayla? What's a chayla? Does a chayla, shu tzarech lachol, he needs to eat. Mishmur says, so the Mechaber says, ain't tzrich naim. You do not need a. So what does that mean? Look, Mishnah Berurah is cutting your bays. Ain't tzrich naimed, can't tzrich climber. But travayu koi. It's going on both cases. It's going on both a chaya and a chayla. V'chein yisim teres adam b'beran. V'akavano. So what does it mean that does not need an oimed? Dein tzarech lamoid l'shair im tavoy lidei sakana ayidei zeh shetisad. Da'afil amein bo sakana. Kiva shehi b'chlau chayla. Ain't too chalas hamis. As long as it's a chayla, does not need to fast. Okay, now if you take a look at the Ramah says miyunaya gimlias hamis kol zman sheilam tzar god. The Ramah says no. The minig is that even every lady should fast as long as you do not have a lot of tzar. And then he says, "Bahamekel loy hipsit." But if you want to be mekel, that's fine. You can be mekel. And then he says again, "Mekel loy hipsit for who?" So look at the Mishnah Berurah. So come tazayim, "Bahamekel loy hipsit." The hipsit, when we call shekein b'adam chalish for sure, weak person, the huchayla she'ain by sakana. He's a chayla she'ain by sakana. Even ain kedai lahachmer. Mishnah Berurah says also, it's not kedai to be machmer even by a chayla. So v'chayla yishnah bima. Skip around a little bit more.
Didn't mention the nidchim.
Yeah, also I want to get to.
So is this apply to a nursing woman also?
Yeah, it says nidchim.
Yeah, well, first we're talking about. Here, let's take a look here. Let's go to Tav Kuf Nun Tes. Because I have to make sure I get this before we start. Tav Kuf Nun Tes. Sif Tes. And that's going to talk about this year. Tishabav Shachal Liyais B'Shabbos. V'nidchal Liyai Mishan. That's our case. Baal bris mispal mincha. Fine, this is talking about bris. He can start mincha. Ve'enei ma'ashtam tanisa. He does not have to finish his tanis. Take a look at the bir halacha. Ve'enei ma'ashtam tanisa. Bir halacha. V'chein b'chayli ktsas. Same thing applies to someone who is a chayla ktsas. A little chayla. Umu baris. And also pregnant, sheyesh mechos sas, she's a little bit weak, mutarim lachol. So we have a year like this, which is a nidcha, so normally, even a regular Tisha B'Av, a chayla, or a pregnant ladies and menikas that are feeling weak and sick, so they're allowed to eat, even by regular Tisha B'Av. Here, when you have a nidcha, just chaylik sas, just a little sick, they're feeling or anybody who's feeling a little sick. A little sick. Anybody who's feeling a little sick, if you're weak because of the tinnitus, okay, no big deal. You're still walking around, you're fine, you're able to make a mincha, you know. But if you're a chaylik tzas already, then It's a great heter for your wives, even if they're not pregnant or not nursing. And by the way, when we say muberis here, they speak out, and then the paishim speak out, that the same thing would apply to within 2 years after a baby is born. That would be considered a menikas, someone who's nursing. So in all these cases, muberis, menikas, and also someone even just a chaylik tzas is, especially on a nidche, you can be meiko and you can eat.
What is the term chaylik tzas mean?
So it means a little sick. It means a little sick. So I mean, it's they're getting sick from the fast. They're getting a little sick.
Mental also.
Huh?
I know somebody who's a little.
Everybody's uncomfortable.
Right. So it's not uncomfortable. Right. It's not uncomfortable. It's not weak. Like if you're able to make it to shul, no problem. That's fine. If you're confined to your bed, I would say for sure you're a chaylik tzas. Probably more than a chaylik tzas. Probably even a chaylik.
There's a shayla to tie them down. So they can't get out of bed, and
that's
a riot.
Ask a room. Doesn't you know if it's, if you have a shayla, you should ask a room.
So one of the benefits to Tisha B'Av is you can call when you have a shayla. So, yeah, but seriously, Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur is a little harder because everybody's in the middle of davening. Even if you try to get to them, but Tisha B'Av,
right.
you can just call the room and ask.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you should know that this year, if your wife's going to eat, she should make avdala.
Yeah.
Make sure that she makes avdala.
Do we have to worry about a beard?
What?
She's going to make her own avdala, or she's going to drink the...
Oh.
Is that a concern? But it can't shave during the 9 days.
Right. So. Also, I wanted to speak out. I don't want to have so much time. But also, because this year is a nidche, so normally, you know, the halacha is that you're not allowed to shave right away, you're not allowed to do laundry right away after Tisha B'Av. But until the next day after Chatzais. Here, some say it's even mutter the night of Tisha B'Av, but the consensus seems that it's much better to wait at least till the next morning. So next morning, but next morning, right away in the morning, you're allowed to shave. You don't have to wait till Chatzais, because it's a nidche. So you don't have to wait. Monday morning, already, right away in the morning, you wake up, you can shave.
I thought when it's a nidche, you can do it at night also.
Right, so it seems that the consensus is not, it seems that it's better to wait for the next day. That's what...
Is that what it says here?
Yeah,
but not
Chatzais. Yeah, for sure not the Chatzais. Let me just see if I can find it. Yeah. Okay, look at there here. Taf Kuf Nun Ches.
That includes laundry, by the way?
So, let's see. Taf Kuf Nun Ches. Right, laundry also, yeah. The Tisha B'Av Ma'ais Erev. So in Tisha B'Av, right, at nighttime it was on, the heichal was on fire until Shkia of the 10th day of up. You should not eat basar and drink wine until the 10th day. Okay. This is where the Indian comes, that you should wait till Chatzais of the next day. Now, Chal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos. Right, again, there's no like simon Chal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, all the halachas. You have to go and figure it, find it.
Why not? This is a very common occurrence. They can only land on a few days. One of them is Shabbos.
Right. You
there should be a whole section of
halachas. Maybe that's a good idea for somebody to do that. So, Chal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, Milcha Yom Rishon, Mutar Lachol Basar V'Shlis Yayim Yom Sheni. Ava Belaila Asir in the Avela Shal Yoy. So he says, Belaila Asir Zak to Mr. Brua, Hainu Rak Bachilas Basar Shtias Yayin. That's only when it comes to eating Basar and Shtias Yayin. Ava Betispiris Mutu the Kuli Alma. But for shaving, you're allowed. You're allowed right away to shave. Now, here for Mr. Brua, it's Mashma, you can even shave right away at night. But there'll be, and later Paiskim bring down.
We're talking about just when it's a nitcha, right?
We're just talking about when it's a nitcha,
yeah. It says you can shave at night.
From Mishnah Brua, it seems that you're allowed to shave right away at night.
The three big ones are shaving, bathing, and laundry. Those are the ones that really mess.
Yeah, does he just say that about shaving, or what about laundry and bathing?
live,
eat
one.
But see, here, I mean, it would seem that here is just talking about eating basar and shtiyas. Just eating basar. From the Ramah, it's mashma, it's just asr to eat basar and drink yayin.
Oh.
Matzah, even in Shabbat, even in Nidcha. But shaving and cleaning your clothes should also be included, that you're allowed to do.
Pretty much, bro.
Yeah. I'm trying to... Yeah, so then, in the back here, they bring down, right, it says, the Yavid says it's mashma l'shavua, like we said. That you're allowed to shave and you're allowed to, wash right away, must at a time. Is. But they bring that from other paiskim that maybe, it's only mutter the next day. Okay, but this I didn't look into properly. So I mean, so let's just from Mishnah Berurah at least it's mashma. If you want to ask a child, I don't want to oppose you asking a child. I'm not ready to say that you shouldn't be shaving till the next day. I thought it was more mashma. Could we be talking more about, let's say it's the next day's Friday. The child is really, if the next day is Friday, you don't want to push off, wait for Friday to do all these things. Right, that's not Nidcha, right. So they bring that up, yeah, so but sometimes that's a big discussion in the Paiskim. Well, the next day is Friday, what are you allowed to do already? If Tisha B'Av's Thursday, so what are you allowed to do Thursday night? What do you have to wait till Friday morning? So that's a big shaila in the Paiskim. But it could be that in the Shabbat, on a Nidcha like this, it could be that you're right, you're allowed to shave right away once the Shabbos. I don't have a Akhra right now, but it seems to be Shavuot, you're allowed to. Well, it's Mashma Shavuot that you should be allowed to the night before, yeah. Yeah. So, Mashma. Okay. Fine.